Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection.
Yes, yes, honored we are. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is self-acceptance. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. We would love to have you join us on our annual trip. We will be going down April 7th through the 18th. I had to bump the date up. My daughter's getting confirmed in May. So May 9th, there was no way that I could miss that. So we will be going April 7th through the 18th. The tickets are still quite reasonable for this date. So we are hoping that you can join us. For more information about that, you can check out my website at JulieGeigel.com. It is a most amazing experience and really, really did launch me on this spiritual journey that I've been on for the past 15 years. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, you can visit our website at JulieGeigel.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. Call us live at 858-357-8481 or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we will connect with that before we go into channeling. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are, by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Don't forget to register for our upcoming shows. Our John of God healing meditation this month is Fridays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time as we tune into John of God and the CASA entities of light for healing. And our brand new monthly show with the psychic angel channelers, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and myself, for Angel Talk Tuesday. That's coming up February 24th. It's the last Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can register for both shows over at www.bit.ly/register. please. All right. So if you have an awakening question, go ahead and hit 1 on your phone. We have several that are lighting up here in the queue. Our members are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading. So members, if you are interested in the psychic reading, do not hit 1 on your phone quite yet. All right, so we're going to check in with our audience for questions today for Metatron. And we're going to connect with 7629. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. Can we get your first name and what state you're in?
Tony from New York.
All right, Tony. And did you have a question on awakening today?
Yeah. Is it pretty much just a general thing? Like a general
yes.
question or?
General or specific? Yeah, yeah. Whatever you need help with.
General is fine.
And so what is your question, dear?
My question would be, as far as seeking to get published, should I try to go with an agent who had presented herself to me, or should I look for someone else?
All right. And that, Tony, is more of a psychic question. And I do offer the readings after the show for our members. And we would love, love, love to have you check out more information on that over at Julie Geigel, GEIGLE.com. And thank you, my dear, for joining us. We appreciate your support.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. And so we are looking for questions on awakening, how you can spiritually awaken to align with your soul purpose, and any issues that you're having as you have awakened on the spiritual journey of enlightenment and how that fits into your life. So let's take a look at 0558. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Julie. This is Tatiana.
Oh, hi, Tatiana. How are you?
Good. And I can just don't press any numbers to get the psychic reading, right? Or do I have to press the number again later on?
You do need to press 1 to let me know you'd like to speak with me. So do you have a question on awakening?
Yes, the awakening
okay.
question is...
Yes.
Is there any spiritual reason for the difficulties that I'm currently experiencing?
And you know, sometimes that's the biggest reason or the biggest block people have to beginning that spiritual journey of awakening is that it might change their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely will change your life. But the beauty in that is that as we awaken, we can release some of those attachments to wanting things to be a certain way. So it's all just hand in hand, a beautiful, beautiful experience. Well, that is a wonderful question, and I'm sure many can relate to that today, Tatiana. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our channeling. Thank you, my dear, and we'll check in with you at the end of the show. All right. So I'm going to have everyone just take a nice deep breath and relax. And I've got my essential oils all oiled up here. I'm a huge fan of the doTERRA therapeutic essential oils. And the one I'm using today is the frankincense and also the past tense. I just love the smell of that one. All right, so if you've got essential oils, I highly recommend using that. It helps to ground and raise that vibrational frequency. And the higher our vibrational frequency is, the stronger that we can all tune into this beautiful energy that Metatron has brought in for us today. So we're going to go ahead and use the singing bowl to help ground and clear.
Thank you.
council surrounding you, your guardian angels, any loved ones that have passed, any spirit guides that are with you right now. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We have come here to assist you on your journey of awakening. And we desire to take a moment to define awakening, which is simply stepping into your spiritual being while being in a physical body here on Earth. You are more than your body. You are more than your mind. You are so much more than this dimension you exist within. And you are beginning to discover that as your heart longs for and desires more and more, as the physical things in your reality no longer fill you up. And many are feeling empty and disconnected and alone, especially during this month of February. And we are aware that this is Julie's favorite month of the year because it is the month of love and joy. But we are also very much aware that for many of you, this is a very difficult month. Often the hardest month of the year, as your feelings of disconnectedness and loneliness seem to become amplified, as you witness so many around you seemingly happy. And so we have come here today to support you on your feeling of disconnectedness, to let you know that it is okay, that there are many, many feelings that will arise within you that are drawing you and pulling you further into your true self, your soul. And so if you are feeling disconnected or depressed or lonely, this is a good sign. It is a good sign that you are ready. You are ready for more than what you already have. And so as you bring yourself into alignment with your soul by connecting with this energetic frequency, the Metatronic frequency that is being created here for you, feel the unconditional love of your soul rise up deep within your being. Feel the love and the support and the deep connection. With the all that is. For the truth to be revealed. You must be open to receive and willing to accept. I am worthy. Please repeat that. I am worthy. I deserve love. I am good enough. Dissolving all that is not of that energy. Moving into the energy of good enough. Moving into the energy of love. Moving into the energy of worthiness. And imagine stepping into this beautiful vortex that you have created to align with yourself. And it is almost like stepping into clothes that finally fit after wearing something that is incredibly tight and restrictive. And now you have just put on your yoga pants and are feeling quite comfortable, quite peaceful and loved, feeling like you have come home to yourself. And as you release all barriers to fully and completely loving yourself, feel yourself rise up. Within higher and higher and higher. And imagine your DNA strand as you tip your eyes back in your head. And stating that intention that your DNA strand is now complete, completing the 12th dimension. And as you fully align with the magnificent being that you came here to fully experience, a new sense of ease will occur within your life. The struggle will begin to dissolve from your reality. And you will feel as if you are floating through your days. This will occur because your attachments to things will begin to diminish more and more day by day. And your acceptance of what is and your ability to stay present within the now will grow stronger and stronger. And we do recognize and recommend that as much as you are able to spend time daily meditating, this will assist you in your alignment. Because many of you are finding that your awakening moments are fleeting and you are unable to sustain the vibrational frequency for any length of time. And so you experience frustration and disappointment. And these feelings, we remind you, are of the ego, and another attempt of your ego to sabotage your alignment with your soul. And by simply reminding yourself as these feelings arise that these are of the ego, that they are not who you truly are, will continue to help to dissolve the power of the ego. But when you resist, or when you agree with the ego, it sucks you up and you become physically bounded again. And there is nothing wrong with being physically bounded. And so many of you are choosing this path. And there are no judgments here. But we would just like to remind you that that is not why you came here. Even though it may appear to be the easier solution in your life, we are here to remind you again. This is not why you came here. As Metatron so often likes to share with you, you did not come here for easy. You came here for experiences and expansion. You came here to assist the planet on a global planetary awakening. And so when you are ready for that experience, we will be here to assist you, waiting. And for those who have decided to embark and to step forward. We invite you now to come aboard. You are safe. You are loved. You are constantly being surrounded by a force field of love and light that completely and totally supports your fullest expansion into the glory of your spiritual being, so that you may do the work that you came here to do. I am Archangel Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Well, that was interesting. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Yes. So that was a newer energy for me at the end there. I was getting the sense that it was a Pleiadian energy that was coming forward, a very commanding presence. And, wow, very amazing energy, amazing energy. And so much. I often say I should videotape the channeling sometime, because all the snap, crackle, popping that's going on, my hands and arms, they just move in all these different directions and make all these sounds. And many have reported to me that the sounds really assist them in making that deeper connection, and kind of teleporting them into this dimension. So fascinating, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you everyone for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. A special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this mission of global awakening. Are you getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations? When you sign up for our weekly messages, you are automatically entered into our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. And our winner for the month of February is Alex Dewey. So exciting. Excited, Alex. Be sure to contact me directly to claim that psychic reading. And you can sign up for our weekly messages over at www.juliegeigel.com. And you'll also be included in our healing list that I'll be taking along with me when I go to see John of God. I'm so excited. Members of Inner Circle are now invited to stay on after the show for free psychic reading. Check our website for details on becoming a member of our Inner Circle. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond. All right. It looks like we have Tatiana here holding on, so we're going to go ahead and check in with her. Hi, Tatiana.
Hey, Julie. I can just maybe pick up a card today.
Awesome. What deck did you want me to choose from?
What do you have?
Let's see. We've got Healing with the Angels, Messages from Your Angels, Romance Angels, Life Purpose Angels, and Animal Cards.
Maybe Healing with the Angels.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath and relax. The card that comes in for you today, Tatiana, is freedom. So I'm definitely seeing this is directly related to some of the issues that you've got going on right now. You mentioned a mediation this week coming up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But not this week, but maybe in the next few weeks. You know?
In the next few
weeks.
But
I was thinking
more like
of my kidney. You know, yeah, but I was thinking more like of my healing, like for my kidneys, when I asked the question, you know, like physical healing.
Yeah. Well,
that's
you
what
know,
I was
and
in my, uh-huh.
Freedom is absolutely coming in all areas of your life. So whether that's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And freedom is such a beautiful, beautiful card, especially, you know, in terms of awakening, because that's what awakening is. It is literally freedom from fear. And when you can truly embrace the freedom that your life holds and step out of that illusion of fear, that's when magic and miracles just pour into your life. And so this absolutely is a beautiful card indicating that you're on the right path. You're moving in the right direction, and freedom is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Julie.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great week, Tatiana.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to a conference. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right. And let's take a question from Raul.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was wondering who was coming out at the end of your channeling. That was
I know. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. It wasn't soft and tender, strong.
Right. Raphael came. I could feel him coming in because his voice gets real high, soft and tender. So it's for me, it's more of a female energy. But then when that energy at the end, when they said step aboard, it was definitely Pleiadians, because then I saw the ship and, you know, the whole alien thing going on, and it was like, oh, my gosh, because I do absolutely, the Pleiadians are in my spiritual council and a very, very deep connection with them, and they are the council that I channel along with Metatron. But I, you know, this is a rare appearance. They don't come in very often to speak directly through me like that, as you know.
Oh yeah, that was great. That was great. You can tell the difference. I can tell the intensity. That's great.
Yeah. Could you tell the shift in vibration? They just seem to bring in a different frequency.
I wasn't that. I'm kind of like 80% here because I'm at work, so I can't.
Oh, right. Yes, yes,
yes,
yes. No, no,
different.
No. Completely understand. Completely. Okay, my dear. Did you have a question today, or did you want me to pull a card?
I do. I would like to ask if there's anything that I should be working, or how can I stay focused on what I'm dealing with right now. In my life in general.
Okay, all right. And when you say with what I'm dealing with right now in my life, and are you referring to job situation or?
Just a little bit of everything combined. I keep getting that I need to be patient and things like that, but sometimes I want to feel a little more light, right? I'm a little too inward too.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because the card that I pulled from the healing deck is the study card. So, you know, oftentimes when we have a question about something and then, you know, the cards that come in are kind of opposite or not appearing to be related, it's a sign that, you know, we need to shift our attention. So what I'm seeing right now for you, for some reason, is distraction. That you need distraction, because sometimes we get so mired in our own problems and our own self and what's going on and blah, 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 that we're too deep. When I used to be a teacher, one of my favorite sayings that I kind of
coined when I got out of teaching is, you know, I didn't realize I was knee deep in shit until I got out of it. Because it gave me a clear perspective of how, you know, crazy or disconnected I had become with the busyness of my life. So that's what I'm seeing for you, Raul, is that what you need to do to stay focused is actually counterintuitive. So you need a distraction. You need to almost like retreat or get your mind off of it, off of everything. And when you shift your focus away from, you know, what you've been, because when you said all the stuff I'm dealing with, that's exactly what they're referring to. You need a distraction. You need to shift away from all of the stuff that you've been dealing with and put your attention someplace else. And there's some kind of a course or a workshop or a program or John of God, because I know you mentioned you'd love to go there.
Yeah.
So there's something coming up for you. And spirit, the angels are saying that this would be a really good opportunity for you. It would help to distract you, take your focus off of what's going on right now, so that when you come back to it, you're going to have a completely different perspective and you're going to be able to see clearly the direction that you need to take or action that you need to complete. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's just like more like getting out of your living room, go outside, take a breather there for a while, and then come back in, keep working your stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Awesome.
Yes.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a fabulous day, and I so appreciate your
support.
Oh,
you do as well.
Oh,
I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.